Marketers target kids not even a decade out of diapers with products all about design. Things designed to seem cool, to make teenagers want to buy them. Cherry red iBooks, slipper sneakers, pastel cell phones, Japanimation lunchboxes, and on and on. In Philadelphia, one high school is trying to flip that process around. It's training a group of urban school kids to become designers, product creators instead of product consumers. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Peter Clowney has this look at the first charter high school for architecture and design.
Did you get the windows in the attic, Mitch?
Yes, I got them all in.
If there are bigger birds, Mitch, they'll get into the house.
Well, it's just a chance we'll have to take.
You might not expect to watch Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds in a high school design class, but teacher Alex Gillum knew this particular horror movie could inspire a great project from his students if he suggested one radical change at the end.
The story goes that Mitch and Melanie Daniels decided to return to Bodega Bay after the horrific incident, and as part of their sort of intensive psychotherapy to overcome the traumatic experience, they have to reacquaint themselves with birds. The students' goal, they had to figure out how to draw the bird to that area. Some cases it wasn't quite as appropriate. One of the other birds is a California condor, which lovely stories about arms getting ripped off or something like that.
Gillum had his students research five kinds of birds with their biology teacher in books and online, and then design provably sustainable habitats. The kids spent weeks on this and presented their final projects for critiques from each other. William Davis Jr. drafted a meticulous site plan for the Daniels' backyard, combining a condor tower with berry bushes to attract deer, which should attract coyote, which the condor can then swoop down and kill.
The whole thing about it was to make an environment so that she could get over her fear of birds and to attract them. So down here, I made this pond shaped like a tear from the fear and everything she had. And because I feel as though, you know what I mean, to get over fear, you have to face fear. You know what I mean, take it for the good and the bad.
So these seniors are part of the first graduating class for the Charter High School for Architecture and Design, or CHAD. The American Institute of Architects created CHAD 2 years ago to help weave concepts from its own profession into a rigorous college prep curriculum. Philadelphia public charter schools aren't allowed to select students by academic record, and most students commute downtown from some of the poorest zip codes in the city. Last year, a lot of the kids had trouble passing. This year, a third have made the honor roll. CHAD's principal is Gregory Amirians.
We have never felt we were a school looking for the only the best and brightest. All we want are kids who want to be in school, like to do this stuff. Don't they deserve to go to an art or design school that gives them opportunities to go to college, to go to, if it's trade school, or to go to work, knowing a lot of this?
This is oriented different. I see what the problem is. See?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it.
The kids learn from some of the best in the field. This spring, Dr. Charles Thornton, structural engineer for the world's tallest buildings, the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur, spent most of a day on his knees with the students, erecting a scale model of those towers out of dull purple, yellow, and silver Kinex construction pieces.
The easiest way that I find to explain how structures work is to use things that you see every day. I mean, think about yourself standing with your feet close together and someone pushing you or the wind blowing on you. What happens if you move your feet apart? It's harder to push you over.
If you can remember, as I do, the way the grimy, oily walls of your public high school made you feel, imagine the difference here. Red, pale green, and blue panels among bright corridors where student sculpture, drawing, and quotations hang alongside pieces donated by Frank Gehry, Frog Design, Martha Stewart, and dozens of other designers. Every 10 feet or so, one of the new lockers has been converted into a glassed-in, lighted display case. Junior Antonio Black discovered here that he wants to be an industrial designer. That's something he doubts he would have struck on at his old high school.
Like, when I'm trying to do good and answer questions in class, you know, other students used to call me names like I'm the goody-goody or try to pick on me or something, but now I had the equal opportunity, you know, it's always a competition. There's always someone that is always striving just like you are. And when you see an opportunity like that, you have to jump to it. So I just had to come here, you know, find out what's so good about it. The classrooms are small. I can talk to the teachers while the class is going on. So I will never be like out of place or left behind.
Looking at page 179, the last paragraph begins with the word first.
First, with regard to the greater clearness of perception. The needs of our actual life are so important.
Chad receives about 80% of the state funding that a regular public high school would get per pupil. More than 100 architectural and design firms have donated cash and services, but the school is still hustling to meet a $2 million budget. It even closed for a moment last year to reorganize. But next year, Chad's planning to spend even more per student. It's building a science lab. And more than anything, the school wants to fine-tune a curriculum that can be replicated around the country, in which English class, for instance, means discussing essays on aesthetics and the meaning of beauty. For Studio 360, I'm Peter Clowney in Philadelphia.
Peter Clowney is the arts reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia.